transitory mists. Jedi Knight Leia Organa Solo sat at the Millennium Falcon's communications console. She frowned, her lips pursed, as though she were solving an elaborate mathematical equation, while she read and reread the text message the Falcon had just received via hypercom. The silence that had settled around her eventually drew her husband, Han Solo, to her side. His boyish, often insensitive persona was in part a fabrication, and he well knew he could sense his wife's moods. The chill and silence of her complete concentration usually meant trouble. He waved a hand between her eyes and the console monitor.
Hey.
She barely reacted to his presence.
New message?
From Ben.
Another letter filled with teenage talk, I assume? Girls, speeders, allowance woes?
Leia ignored his joking.
Sith,
she said.
And Sith, of course.
Han sat in the chair next to hers, but did not assume his customary slouch. The news kept his spine rigid.
They found a new Sith Lord?
Worse, I think.
Finally, some animation returned to Leia's voice.
They found an ancient installation at the Maw, and were attacked by a gang of Sith, a whole strike team. With the possibility of more out there.
I thought Sith ran in packs of two. Vape both of them and their menace is ended for all time. At least for a few years, until two more show up.
Han tried to keep his voice calm, but the last Sith to bring trouble to the galaxy had been Jason Solo, his and Leia's eldest son. Though Jason had been dead for close to 3 years, the ripples of the evil he had done were still causing damage and heartache throughout the settled galaxy. And both his acts and his death had torn a hole in Han's heart that felt like it would last forever.
Yes, well, no. Apparently not anymore. Ben also says, and we're not to let Luke know that he did, that Luke is exhausted, really exhausted, like he's had the life squeezed out of him. Ben would like us to sort of drift near and lend Luke some support.
Of course.
But then Han grimaced.
Back to the Maw. The only place gloomy enough to make its next-door neighbor Kessel seem like a garden spot.
Leia shook her head.
They're tracking a Sith girl who's on the run, so it probably won't be the Maw.
Ah, good.
Han rubbed his hands together as if anticipating a fine meal or a fight.
Why not? After taking off with all those Barbie Jedi that Dala wanted to deep freeze, we probably have an arrest warrant waiting back on Coruscant anyway.
Finally, Leia smiled and looked at Han.
One good thing about the Solos and Skywalkers, we never run out of things to do.